Pesach night, we have, of course, the say that we eat the matzah and the mor and the abrikosis and everything, but the ikir is chosim and asefer, the main thing, the achilas hakorbanos is missing bizman hazeh. We don't have the chagigah and we don't have the korban pesach. The Mishnah says that on Erev Pesach we used to bring the chagigah sarba osa. The din is that on every one of the shalosh shagolim on Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, there's an obligation. Chagos Moshe Chag Lashem means that it doesn't mean you should celebrate a holiday, but Chagos Moshe Chag Lashem means you should bring a korban chagigah, a shalmi chagigah. You have to bring Lairov Fanai Rek, you have to bring an oilus riyah. Lairov Fanai Rek means you're not allowed to appear. The men, called Zuchurcha, the men have to visit the Azara, and they're not permitted to appear in the Azara without bringing a korban. That korban is an oilus riyah, korban oilah. In addition to that, you have to bring a shalmi chagigah. That's based on the pasuk of the Chagos Moso Chag Lashem. Oso means one day. The Gemara says, you're not mechuyev to bring every single day. You didn't bring on the first day, you can bring on the second day. It's tashlumin. It's tashlumin kol shiva. But you want to mechuyev to bring one day. So the Mishnah says in Psochem that in addition to the Chagigah on Pesach, that you have to bring on Yontif, around Chalamoy, there was also a Chagigah Sago Oso that was brought on Erev Pesach. Not the same as the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach was brought on Erev Yontif after the Tomash Shal Ben Abayim. That's the one and only korban that the Gemara learns out from the Psukim that's brought after the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim. All the other korbanos is a din of Aleo Hashlein Kol HaKorbanos Kulam, like it says in the city. You have to bring all the korbanos before the Talmud. So the Mishlam Melech points out that the Chagigah Sarbaasa was not brought after the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim. It was brought before, like all the other korbanos. And the Korban Pesach was brought after the Talmud Shel Ben Abayim. So the Mishnah has on Daf Samach Tes on the base, the Mishnah says, when do you bring a korban chagiga? Only when Erev Pesach is chaliyas b'chol. When it's Erev Pesach chaliyas b'shabbos, so the fact that korban Pesach is deicha shabbos, that itself is a chidush. That you're permitted to be mechal shabbos to shech the korban Pesach. But you only have a pasuk, yeah, but you only have the pasuk that Pesach is deicha shabbos. You don't have a pasuk that says the chagiga sarbos is deicha shabbos. So the Mishnah says that you don't bring a chagiga sarbos that year. So that's why there's a whole discussion in the Rishonim. It's not just in the Haggadahs and in the Achronim and the Shulchan Aruch. The Rosh quotes a discussion from the Rishonim that when we drink the second kos of Yayin, so we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kein Hashem Elokeinu Yagiyenu Lanu Yadam L'Kol Machem Abayim L'Kaseinu L'Shalom. We should be zeichet to see the Beis Hamikdash built. Smechem Levinya in the Rech L'Sasim Avod Esechem. We should be zeichet Menechal Shem Min HaZvachim Min HaPsachim. What's heist? We should eat the zvachim and then the psachim. The zvachim heis the chagigas arbasa zebach. It's usually a shlomim, a shalmi chagigas arbasa. And then shalmi zvachim and min psachim. Then eat the korban pesach afterwards. Because the din is the Gemara says that the korban pesach is nechal al hasova. What do you mean al hasova? You have to eat the korban pesach at the end of the meal. So what do you eat in the middle of the meal? First you eat the chagigas arbasa, and then you eat the korban pesach at the end. Why in that order? So Tosfos on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph explains the Shem HaYushalmi and the first narrow line. The Yomer Ivo on Ayin Amud Aleph and the Tosfos. The Mashma B'Yushalmi, the reason why pesach is nechal al hasova, it's a din d'rabbanan, because there's a din of Shvira Setzin. So if the person hasn't had any flesh since last Pesach, or he hasn't had flesh since last Shabbos, whatever, since last Yontif, not everybody can afford it. Yeah. Or he's hungry, whatever. So he's going to be hungry. So he's going to chapsu to the Korban Pesach. He may break a bone because the Korban Pesach is Tech Shnasoi. Korban Pesach, if it's 1 year old, it's purple. It's going to be, and this is the season when they're born. They're born usually in Chodesh Nisan. They're not born whenever they want. It's not like human beings are born all year long. The behemoths are usually born. This is the season. You have to make sure that it's 8 days old. You can't bring the carbon if it's not even 8 days old. So it's going to be a very tiny lamb to begin with. Yeah, it's going to be very soft. So it's very easy to break the bones. So you have to be very careful not to break the bones. So that's why they made a takonim of the Rabbanon. That's how most of the Tanaim hold Chagigas Abbasah Lav Derais. It's not a din derais. It's only a din der Rabbanon. Why did they institute the Chagigas Abbasah? In order that the Pesach should be Nechal later, that I should already have a lot of flesh beforehand, that I shouldn't Cholila break any of the bones. That's what Taisus said. So that's what most of the Tanaim hold the Chagigas Abbasah Lav Derais. Gemara says that there were Tanoim who disagreed. Ben Tema holds, no. Ben Tema is a Tano who disagrees. Iran Omer Aleph, he holds Chagigas HaBosar, has the same din as the Korban Pesach, and it's only Nechol Yom V'Layla. Normally a Shlomim is Nechol Shnei Yom V'Layla Echor. And normally a Korban Shlomim, you can fry it, you can broil it, you can cook it, you can eat it however you want. This Shlomim, Chagigas Arba Asar, according to Ben Tamos, a Din D'Oraisa, that it's hukish to the Korban Pesach. You can only eat it sleep. You can only eat it Yom V'Laila. And it also has the Din of Shvira Setem. You're not allowed to break. So it can be. So it can be that it's a Din D'Oraisa. It's not. We hold that the Chagigas Arba Asar is in Gans in the Takana the Rabbanan in order to eat it first, in order that the Pesach should be Nechal at the end, in order not to break any bones. According to Ben Taim, it's the same as the Shvira Setz, and that's how the Gemara says. Same as the Shvira Setz on the Chagigas Abbas as it is on the Korban Pesach Gufa. So it has nothing to do, there's no such din as Nechal Allah Sova, because it is, because of that. They're both there, right? They're both din we learn half in the Pesach.
Not by every Korban Pesach in the Shvira Setz.
Only by Korban Pesach. Only by Korban Pesach. And according to Ben Taim, it isn't applied by Chagigas Abbas. The Gemara claims on Ayin Omer Aleph, the Gemara quotes from the fear kashas. We don't have this kash. There's man amigdash that used to ask afif the kash about Korban Pesach. Man is tana alayla zan kol alayla. Shebuchal alayla zan alchlim basit sli sholok amavushol. The flesh can be cooked, fried, broiled, boiled any way you want it. Alayla zek kulot sli. The Gemara is medayik on the lashon. Why does it say kulot sli? Let it just say alayla zek sli. So vice versa, they're both korbanos with sli. And the Stam Mishnah is like Tentema. That the famous opinion in this Tana holds that the Chagigas Abasa also has to be Dafkitzli. Then the Gemara quotes Vaitan Amen Beis, so there was a Tana Reb Yudah ben Dutoi on the seventh line from the top, so Tana Reb Yudah ben Dutoi holds Chagigas Abasa is Becha Shabbos. When Er Pesach holds the same as Ben Taim, and he goes Vaita, that Chagigas Abasa has all the dinim like Korban Pesach and seen him Becha Shabbos. That we don't pass him like that. We don't pass him like that. It's not Deich Hashem. So that's what the Rishonim have a discussion that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. This year, the second night of Pesach is Matzoi Shams. So the second night of Pesach, why do we observe the second day of Yom Tov as sake of the Yom? And maybe the first day Pesach is really Erev Yom Tov, and maybe the second day Pesach is the real Yom Tov. If it's the real Yom Tov, there's no sake of the Yom what day of the week it is, as we know. So sake of the Yom, what day of the month it is, but what day of the week we know it is. So if you're treating the second day Pesach as if it's Yontif, then it's Erev Pesach Chali is B'Shabbos vis-a-vis the second day Yontif. So the Shaila is, what Nusach do you say in the Tefillah? When you say that Brach Hashem Yalonu, so you say we should be Zeichet to see a Beis HaMikdosh V'Noichal Sham Min Azrachim Min Apsachim. So normally you say V'Noichal, we should eat Min Azrachim Min Apsachim, we will all eat from the Chagigas Abbas, and then afterwards we'll eat Min Apsachim from the Korban Pesach. But if it's our Pesach Chali is the Shabbos, like this year the second night of Pesach, and our Pesach Chali is the Shabbos, we paskin that the Chagigas Abbas is not the Shabbos, there will be a Korban Chagigah, the regular Chagigah that you bring on Yom Tov, like on Shavuos and on Sukkot, you bring a Korban Chagigah, the Chagos Mosul Chag Hashem. This special din of Chagigas Abbas is only on Erev Pesach. It doesn't apply to Shavuos and Sukkot. A special din on Erev Pesach. So that's what the group of Rishonim said, that you should switch over the Nusach. You should say, V'nechol Sham Min HaPsachim U'min HaZrochim. Because when it's Erev Pesach, Chol is the Shabbos, only Korban Pesach is Erev Shabbos. So in such a year, we'll eat Korban Pesach. And then we'll eat the Chagigah later. The Chagigah will be eaten in the middle of Yom Tov. It won't be eaten the first night. There won't be any Chagigah. So that's what some Rishonim said. The Rosh quotes from Rishonim. Huh? The Rosh
doesn't say the future.
Yeah, that's how they try and show. Now, talking about next year, what's going to be? Just because this year's following it. Right. I mean, it's not yet. We may yet have a Beis HaMikdash. But in the night of Pesach, when we say, "Erech Hashem," talking about next year. So next year, just because this year. Adirabi, you should always look at the calendar and the year before our Pesach shall be started. You should delay it. But then again, you don't know if they'll build a Beis HaMikdash. Who says that we'll follow the calendar? It may make you under a different day. That's what the Achrayim saying is. The whole thing is not always happening. But the Rosh quotes Rishonim. We'll talk about this. The Rosh quotes a wild shita. He says like this: Chagigas Arba Asar is not Deicha Shabbos. We passed it. So what's the problem, Zokta? There is a machlokes HaTanoim Ben Taim and the other Tanoim where the Chagigas Arba Asar is like a normal Korban Shlomim. A Chagigas is a Shalmi Chagigas. A normal Korban Shlomim is Nechol Shnei Yomim V'Laylo Echol. Oh no, Ben Taim holds a special din is Hukish to the Korban Pesach. It's only Nechol Yomim V'Laylo. That's all. But we don't pass like Ben Taim. We pass Nechol Shnei Yomim V'Laylo Echol. So the Rosh quotes a group of Rishayin and Balei Atayis and say, what's the problem? When Erev Pesach Holi is B'Shabbos, the true Chagigas Abbas is not Deicha Shabbos, so you bring it on Thursday. You bring it on Friday. Ah, you bring it on Friday. But it's Ne'am of Alay Lecha. It's a Teichnich. You can eat it Friday night and Shabbos till Shkia. We're talking Friday night. Erev Pesach.
No, Saturday night.
We're talking Matzoi Shabbos. So if Leil HaSeder is Matzoi Shabbos, so what good is it that you bring a Korban Chagiga on Friday that you can bring eat it? Friday, Leil Shabbos, and Shabbos in the daytime till Shkia, but you can't eat it at night. So he quotes a wild day from Rishonim. He says that the Gemara had a svara to say. The Gemara rejects this. The Gemara has a svara to say, what does this mean? That a shlomim is nechel shnei yamim v'laylo echad. It means you have 3 units of time that you can eat it. So the Gemara had to have a minute to think that maybe you can to the Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to eat vachlos habasa balayla hazeh. Balayla v'lo bayom. You can't eat it bayom. The Gemara has to have a minute to say, well, maybe the Korban Pesach should be like a shlomim. You should eat it leil Pesach bayom. And the next night, the Gemara learns out from the Pesukim, no, it's only Leil Pesach, not before, not after, only 1 unit of time. But the Gemara had such a half a minute to think that you go with units of time. So some Rishonim say that when Erev Pesach is called, is the Shabbos, so Avada and Avada, we follow the Mishnah, Chagigas HaBrosa is not Decha Shabbos, so you're bringing a Chagigas Yud Kimmel. So you'll bring the Korban Chagiga on Erev Shabbos. Aye, but the Zman Achila will be up. By Shabbos Shalashu, this time it will be over. So no, this time we'll have three units of time to eat it. We won't start from Friday in the daytime. We'll start from Friday night. You can eat Friday night, Shabbos in the daytime, and Matzoi Shabbos. So he says, according to those who show you, I can stay even when I have Pesach Chaliz B'Shabbos. You'll first eat Venechol Shamin Azachim U'min Apsachim. First we'll eat the Chagig. It won't be Chagigas Abarsa. It'll be Chagigas Shloisha Asa, because we'll shift the three Zmanim. So the Rosh says he never heard of such. I mean, he quotes Rishonim who say it. Then he says it's ridiculous. What do you mean? Just pick on your own which Zmanim you want. So I'll bring a Shlomim on a Sunday morning. I'll decide I want the three Zmanim Achila. Shabbos in the daytime. Matzoi Shabbos and Sunday in the daytime. You can't just pick whatever you want. The Gemara had to have a minute there by Korban Pesach Shtei Tadin. You cannot eat it by Yom. So you go to the next Zman that you do start eating, namely at night, and then you have three Zmanim Achila from there on. But you can't just bring a chagiga on Yud Gimel and say pick whatever Zmanim you want. So the pashto certainly is in such a situation that you don't bring a chagiga. That's what it says in the Mishnah. You shouldn't read the Mishnah to say you don't bring the chagiga on Shabbos, but you bring it on Erev Shabbos. Bring it on Erev Shabbos, it won't be any toilers. You can't eat that chagiga on Matzoi Shabbos. It'll be ready after the Zman. So obviously that's not the correct pshat. But on a normal year, they certainly brought a korban chagiga and a korban pesach as well. The Gemara points out that regarding the korban pesach, there are two different mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of shchitas ha-pesach, and there's a mitzvah of achilas ha-pesach. The shchitas are pesach in the afternoon after the tamish al ben abayim. The achilas ha-pesach is leil yontif, and the Gemara says that the achilas is not miyakiv. The mitzvah of achilas is not miyakiv. The haina that means like this. If a person knows in advance the Shah Shechita that he's unable to eat, a person is a chayla, a zokin, he's not in a healthy condition, he can't eat a full kazayis, he can only eat lesser kazayis, he can't eat anything at all. Well, he's unhealthy, he's not allowed to eat flesh, he's going to get sick if he's brushed. So don't tell him that he should become the munan of Korban Pesach, that he should at least chaparai in the mitzvah of Shechita HaPesach, and he won't fulfill the mitzvah of achila. No! If at the time of Shechita you know that you're not Reil Achilos, so you're not supposed to be a man of such a person on the Korban Pesach. That's an open admission. You can only be a man of such people by Roy to eat a Kezayis. But what it means is like this. Let's say the person at the time of the Shechita HaPesach, it looked like he was healthy enough, in good condition, he was tar, and he's going to eat the Korban Pesach. Then, after the Shechita, after the Zrikas Adam, after he's here to the mitzvah of Hakrovas HaTesach, he gets sick, he becomes disabled, he becomes nitmo, whatever, the flesh became nitmo. But an accident occurs, so for some reason or another, he's unable to eat the Korban Pesach. So if he's unable to eat, so he's absolutely not here to the mitzvah of Achila, there's nothing to discuss. But the Shaila is, was he here to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, does he have to bring Pesach Sheni? That's the Shaila. When it says in the Torah, whoever didn't participate in Pesach Rishon has to bring Pesach Sheni. What's over here? He participated in Pesach Rishon. B'shas Shavoides Adam, B'shas the Shechita Kabbalah Halacha Zrike, the avoides that were done to the Korban Pesach, Wurmit Starfim. He was Mamuna on that Korban Pesach, but just something came up later on which prevented him from fulfilling the mitzvah of Achila. So that's what the Gemara uses a lotion that Achilos HaPesach Einem Yakeves. Einem Yakeves, since he was Yoyte the Hakovas HaPesach, there's no need for him to bring Pesach Sheni. That's what it means. The Gemara in the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin has a whole sugya. How do you know Menoha Milsa? How do you know the Shlucha Shaladim Kemoisa? That you can appoint a Shliach to give a get, and appoint a Shliach to receive a get, and appoint a Shliach to sell and to buy and to be Mekadesh and so on. How do you know in Kol HaTarakula the Shlucha Shaladim Kemoisa? So one of the Alfusis is from this passage. It says, the Shochta also called Kala Dasisol Beinu Abayim, the Gant Klalisol Sheshechlichi, Kol HaKol Kulam Shochtim. How can it be? You have a Korban Pesach. You have a few people participating in every Korban Pesach. So how do you have five people holding on to the sakin? So obviously they appoint one person, and he shechts the Korban on behalf of everybody else. You see an interesting thing, the way the Gemara understands the pasuk, that not only by Achila do you require that each and every person should eat a kazayis. By Achila it's not shaykh, I should make you a shliach, you'll eat 10 kazayisim, and you'll have us all in zin. It doesn't help. It's a mitzvah shebegufa. Everybody has to eat his own kazayis. But by the Shechitas HaPesach, if not for that Gemara, you would have said, it's a mitzvah to see to it that the Korban is Korid. No, it's a mitzvah every single person should shech the Korban. But that's in Echatimtz, it's impossible. So we all have to appoint one person as our Shliach, and based on the principle of Shlucha, Shalodim Kevois, it's considered as if we all did the Shechitas HaPesach. Not that we have to see to it that our Korban is taken care of. No, we're using the principle of Shlucha, Shalodim Kevois. The Achrayim have a machlekes in the beginning of Psochim. In the beginning of Pesachim, where the Gemara is assuming like that, that by Korban Pesach there's a din that you have to shecht it yourself. That's the Gemara that I mentioned. That's the Gemara beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin, the sugi of Shlucha Shlavim Kemos. But the Gemara has it here also in Pesachim on Zayin on the base. The Gemara speaks about the Nusach HaBrocha, Shekidushana B'Mesos of Tzivanu, Al or Lit. You say with an Al or a Lit. So the Gemara talks about, well, what about Shechitas HaPesach? The Gemara says around 7-8 lines from the top. The Gemara says, why do you say Brocha Tzivanu Al Hashchita when you shecht the behemoth in America? Why do you say Al Hashchita? Why don't you say Hashchita Hasano Lishchay? The Gemara says, no. Lishchay means he mechuyif to shecht. Not mechuyif to shecht. Not mechuyif to eat the flesh. Not mechuyif to shecht. Yeah. So you can, the maximum you can say is Kiddushan Hasano Al Hashchita. Then the Gemara says, well, what about Korbanos? Well, you are mechuyif to shecht. So maybe you should say over there, Lishchay. So you should. So the Shad is the Lashon HaGemara is Pesach V'Kotshim Ma'ika L'Neimer. The Gemara says Pesach V'Kotshim. Tak, it's a question both on Pesach and on Kotshim. The Korban Pesach, tak, it's a mitzvah I have shech. What about all other Korbanos? I bring a Shlomim, I bring an Oil, I bring another Korban. I'm a Chuyiv to do the Shechita. And if someone else shechts is based on Shlucha Shaladim Kemoisai, that's what it's based on. Maybe this Gemara is only by Pesach. Maybe that Gemara that says, maybe that's only by Korban Pesach. A special din maybe doesn't apply by other Korbanos. Sandaf Zayin Amadeis, that's a Machlokes Achrayim. The Pnei Yeshua and other Achrayim have a Machlokes about that. There's a Sefer, the Imre Baruch. The Rav used to refer to that sefer. He was from their family. That's why he was Kirinka Rav. He was from the Beit Arav, from the descendants of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. That's called the Beit Arav, the descendants of Rav Chaim Volozhiner. So that was one of the svarim, one of the mechabrim that Rav Soloveitchik used to look at. He used to quote and disagree. He used to disagree with what he said. So he has a whole similar. He talks about this machleg of the Pnei Yeshua and the other Achrayim, whether that Gemara that says that Shechitas Kotshim is based on Shlucha Shalom Kemois, and maybe that's only by Korban Pesach. Maybe it doesn't apply to Shar Korbanos. You have to see to it that the Korban is correct, but it's not that you have to actually do the Shechita, and allowing someone else to shecht for you will be based on Shlucha Shalom Kemois. The fact is that perhaps it's only by Korban Pesach. In the beginning of the Psochim on Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara has a famous story that's very tamua. The Gemara tells a story about a certain Nochri on the bottom of the Daf. The Gemara says there was a certain Hahu Aramo. The story begins, Hahu Aramo, Navisalat V'Yochub Sochem B'Yerushalayim. Every year, San Gimlan Beis, he used to go on on Erev Pesach and participate in the Korban Pesach, and he was a goy, and they never knew that he was a goy. He used to eat Korban Pesach.
Right.
So on one occasion he was bragging to the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the way he gnawed them all up, that he goes and he tells them that he's Jewish and they let him eat the Korban Pesach. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says, what are you talking about? They know that you're not Jewish. They never gave you the fatty tail. They know the fatty tail is only for the Yidden, for the Frumi Yidden. They know that. That's right, they never gave me a fatty tail. So next Pesach, when he went, he says he wants the fatty tail. So they said, fatty tail, you're not allowed to eat. The Pasuk in Chumash is Korban on the Mizbeach. So he said, no, the rabbi told me. Rabbi Yehuda ben said, what, the rabbi told me? What, are you crazy? So they made a whole investigation. They found out that he was a goy and they killed him. That's what the Gemara tells us. So the whole story is Tamu on the Yod. First of all, why did they kill him? So why did they kill him? So he fooled them. So kumtim anoy neshmisa for eating the korban pesach. So shvera gemara. So the achrayim matas that some achrayim say it's gezel. If they would have known that he was a nachri, they certainly would not have sold him. They wouldn't have sold him a partnership in the korban. But since he fooled them and he knew that if they would know that he's a goy, they would. So goy is chayv misan gezel. They matas achanim. Then Taisus is bothered with another kasha. How come Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira didn't go? The Gemara says he was all the way in the Tzivan. Why didn't he go to eat the Korban Pesach? So Taisus matters the Hanat kasha. Then there's another Taisus has a kasha. What Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira? Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira lived after the Churban Bayis Sheni. What kind of Korban Pesach? So Taisus says there were two Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Two people with the same name. One lived as Zman Abayis, one lived Lacha Churban Abayis. All Shvera Terutin. So the Maritz Chayis has an essay on this in his sefer, on the Gemara has the Kitzah. But in his sefer, he has a whole essay on this. So he says, based on historical documents, based on old records, that after the Churban Bayis Sheni, there was a Machlokes HaTanaim right away, the first year where the Kitzah lost Ilover. Can you be makro korbanos if you have to make a mizbech? Can you make today? Can you make a mizbech on the Makom HaMikdash and be makro korbanos? Or not. Without a Mizbeach, of course not, but maybe even with a Mizbeach. Maybe we should assume that after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed in the year 70, so there's no more Kedushas Mokam, and you have to be Mekadosh the Mokam anew. You can't just build a Mizbeach. Mekadosh the Mokam, you have to have a Sanhedrin, and you have to have a special Korbanos, a whole procedure. So that's a Machlokes HaTanaim, and a Machlokes HaMoharim, and a Machlokes the Rambam and the Raavad. How to Paskin? Whether the Mokam HaMikdash is Kitchelasi Lovoi, or it's like Kitchelasi Lovoi. The Chafetz Chaim quotes the Machlokes in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, in the Mishnah Berurah. He quotes the Machlokes whether the Mokam HaMikdash has Kedusha or not. So he says, Ein Yadena Lahachriya, to stake the Dina, we don't know. That's the Shaila. Is an Adam Tami permitted to enter the Mokam HaMikdash? There's a big sign there on the Mokam HaMikdash that you're not. The Jewish people are not allowed to go because we're all Tomei, so that's to be Choshish for the Rambam's opinion. According to the Raavad, whoever wants to go can go because it's like Kitchelos Alava, there's no Kedusha.
The Raavad just says there's no Issachoris.
That's how some Achrayim want to say that there's no Issachoris, but the Pashtus is not. So the Pashtus, the Raavad holds that there's no Kedusha at all. In fact, the Meiri on Shavuos, on this Sugya on Shavuos, on Daf Tezvav, the Meiri writes that was the practice. The Miri lived in Provence, in between France and Spain. The Miri lived in Provence. He lived in Europe, so he wasn't there in Eretz Yisrael. But he writes that he heard that in Eretz Yisrael they daven on the Makom HaMikdash because they hold that it's like Kitchelos Elohim. That's what he writes. That was the practice. The Miri lived in Provence. That's where the Raavad came from. The same area. So the. This was an old Machlokes HaTanaim. So the Maritz Chayis writes rights from Rishonim and from history books that apparently there were Tanoim right after the Churban HaBayis who were still being Makriv Korbanos, especially on Erev Pesach. You don't bring a Korban Pesach, you have Korban. The others, you have to have Machzah Shekel in order to bring Korbanos Tzivos, so nobody was collecting any Machzah Shekel. But on Erev Pesach, you don't need Shkolim. So whoever wants can go. But it was a big Sakana, because the Romans didn't let them. The Romans destroyed the Makom HaMikdash and they didn't want to let anybody bring any carbonates. So whoever would be caught by the Roman soldiers bring carbonates, they would kill them. So this Maisa Shahaya, he interprets, this was the story. This was after Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira Takaliv, after the Churban HaBayis. You don't have to say there were two people with the same name, one lived as Zman HaBayis, one lived after the HaBayis. He lived after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. What are they doing? Bringing Korban Pesach? They used to bring Korban Pesach. Why didn't he go? They're going to catch you, they're going to kill you. So they had young people, the young teenagers, the 20-year-old people, so they would run, eat the, bring the Korban Pesach, eat the Korban Pesach, and run away. Like in Eretz Yisrael, they have young people in the Machteret. They do whatever they have to do, and then they run away. Those who are lucky enough to run away. So Rabbi Yehuda Ben-Zeira was afraid. How is he going to go that they're going to kill him? And that's why they had to kill the guy, because he would master to the Romans. he's going to master to the Romans, who all the Jews were, who were eating Korban Pesach. So they felt, when they found out that he was a guy, and they said, we're not going to give you Korban Pesach, so they said, he's threatening, he's going to master them. So they had to kill him, they had no prayer. That's his interpretation in the Gemara. This is the...
Gemara says
they should have killed him because he was a masa.
Sure.
They should have killed him. So the Gemara says that the Tana made he had a chashash. They'll say whoever is matul mumin korban is chayv misa. Yomra matul mumin korban chayv misa. It's not right. He was chayv. They should have killed him because he was a masa. Avada. No, the Gemara says they didn't know the whole time that it was a goy. Every year, Tosfos says, you see from this Gemara that if somebody comes and he tells you that he's Jewish, let's say a man walks into shul and he wants to get an aliyah, wants to say Kaddish or whatever, he wanted to talk to a minion. So Tosfos says, you see from this Gemara that if a person comes and he claims that he's Jewish, so you don't have to check. You believe me, Echadem and Bisum, unless you have reason to think that it's not so. Let's say you have so many Russians coming to Eretz Israel. And we know the government says that over 40% of the Russians are Amish, not Jewish, and they're going to Eretz Yisrael in order to get better conditions than they have in Russia. So then, if over 40% are not Jewish, so of course you have to check. But which Meshuggah is going to come to a shul in Queens and say that I'm Jewish? So the Ruba is that he is Jewish. When a person comes and he says that he's Jewish, so you assume that he is Jewish. That's how Tosfos points out. There's special dinim regarding Achilas Korban Pesach. There's a din called Oral Yechol Bay. There's a special din called Benechal Yechol Bay. What says called Oral? A person who's not Gemal is not permitted to eat Korban Pesach. What if the person is not Gemal because he's not Mechuyev to be Mal himself? What if you have a situation of Meso Echol Machmas Milo? It's the suffix Sakana. He's not permitted to be Mal himself. The Rashi, every time the Gemara has this din of quote, Achumish, Rashi Achumish writes, and Rashi and the Gemara writes. One place is here Chof Ches on a days in Pesach, but it's all over. Whenever it says in the Gemara Oral, it's also Lechol Korban Pesach. So Rashi always writes, Shemesech Machmas Milah. Rashi can't be void. What a Jew is going to be Mena? No, it's talking about a Fruma Yid who's not Mechuyev to be Mal. And the Rabbi Natan disagrees with the Rashi. Here Tosfos says that Rashi is right. The bottom Tosfos on Chof Ches on a days. But Tosfos there in Yevam is Daf Ayin Amar Aleph, that's the beginning of Perek Oral. It says one who is an Oral is not permitted to eat Truma, he's not permitted to eat Korban Pesach, he's not permitted to be Makar of Korbanis in the Beis Hamikdash. So there Tosfos quotes in the name of the Rabbi Natan that he disagrees with Rashi, and he holds that one who is not Mechuyev to be Mal himself is not considered an Oral Gabi all of these Machlekes on a Din Deraisa. So the Rabbi Natan brings a hechocha to his shita. Here Tosfos quotes it and rejects it. But there the Tosfos in Yevam is Dafayim and Aleph quotes the Rabbi Natan brings a hechocha that whenever a person is not mechuyev to be mal himself, then you cannot call him an oral. Whenever there's the only time a person is called an oral is when there's a chiyuv mila and he didn't fulfill it. But if there's no chiyuv mila at all, then he's not called an oral.
Two brothers who died and he's called an not called an oral.
That's the machlek. That's exactly the machlek. The Rashi holds it. He's called an oral, even though it's meisa echad machmas mila. He's not mechuyev to be mal. And the Rabbi Natan disagrees that that case he's not called an oral. So the Rabbi Natan proves it because the Gemara has on the fine aleph amid aleph in Yevamos. The Gemara has an Ibaya, the Bavli has an Ibaya, the Leif Shita. What's the din? Cotton, Orel, Maul, the Sucha, Shemesh, Al Truma. The din is that a Koyan Orel is not permitted to eat Truma. That's the Mishnah and Perak Orel. A Koyan who's not Gemalt is not permitted to eat Truma. And he's not permitted to drink Truma, or he's not permitted to Shmir Truma. Truma, you have three things. If the Truma is Aymed Lachila, the Koyan is supposed to eat it. If it's Aymed L'shtiyah, let's say wine of Truma, you're not supposed to take a bath. The Kohen is not supposed to take a bath. He's not supposed to wash his face with the wine. He's supposed to use the wine for drinking purposes, whatever is normal. And if he has Shem and Zayis, He's not supposed to drink the Shemen Zayis. That's not normal. He's supposed to use the Shemen Zayis for Sicha. Whatever is Aymed L'Achila, he should do Achila. Whatever is Aymed L'Shtiyah, he should do Shtiyah. Whatever is Aymed L'Sicha, he should do Sicha. That's how the Rambam quotes from the Mishnayis and from the Gemara. So the Gemara has a shayla, what if you have a little baby who didn't yet have his bris milah because it's not yet his man? He's not even 8 days old. He was just born. No, the little baby can't eat anything, so there's nothing to discuss. But what about the Shmir? So let's say the baby's father is a Kohen, so the baby is a Kohen. Well, I don't know, are we permitted to shmir the baby? Mal l'such Hashem v'shol truma. Oh, the Rishonim has that kasha. He's mamish a katan. He's mamish a katan. So isn't it mutter l'sposo and isa de rabbanon? That's what they have. If you say that sichik kishti is only the rabbanon, so it should be mutter, even if it is also it should be mutter. So the Rishonim talk about that. The Rizkarov quotes the Ran in Nida has a teretz on that. That if you shmir shem v'shol truma on a baby, it's my avera. It's not just his avera, it's an itzra mishmeres chumaita. You mevatel the mitzvah, so you have the chumah. If I give a little baby some tray for food, so that's the shashala machilim biyadayim. If it's only tray for the rabbanon, if the whole isa is only the rabbanon, so then most of the person holds that is mutal is posel isa the rabbanon. But here, if it's truma that I'm feeding to the. Let's say I'll take truma and feed it to a little child. I'll take truma and feed it to a little child who's not a kohen. So that will not only be an issa because I'm feeding it to a cotton, I'll be my issa. Yeah. I'm a vatal limitzvasa of the truma. The truma is I'm a limitzvasa that it should be eaten by a kohen. Then I go and I feed it to a non-kohen. So that's my issa. That's the Biskarov quote that ran in Maseches Nida. It says like that. So the Gemara in the Bavli on the Afayin Aleph in Yevamos has this suffix. What about a cotton orel? Mahol asucha shemeshol truma. The baby is not yet higil liyom hashmini yet. He's not yet.
That's different than
Okay, so that's what Tais is going to discuss. So if there's no chiyuv yet to be mal the baby, so maybe he cannot really declare that the baby is an oral. So in the Bavli it's an ibayd leiv shita, but the Rishonim all quote that the Rishonim is poishet. Lekula, lehetera, that before the Yom HaShmini there's no chiyuv to be mal at all, so he doesn't have a din of oral at all. So the Rabbeinu Tam claims that there's a tzushtal over here, it's the same over here. Even if he's a big baby, he's already 20, 30 years old. But we're not going to be mal him because the doctor says it's a sofik sakone. He may have a sickness, may have hemophilia, which will cause him to die. You may have some heart condition or something, because of which it's a sofik sakone for him to undergo bris milah. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, well, that's what it said in the Yerushalmi over there. If the person doesn't have a chiyuv, doesn't have an obligation to be mal himself, then we don't call him an oral. And Taisa says that Rashi holds that it's not tushta. Rashi holds that's only before the Yom HaShmini. Because before the Yom HaShmini, the chiyuv mila is not chal. But if the person is already after the Yom HaShmini, just that there are sakonis, other considerations, so basically the chiyuv mila is chal, just that he's onus, he's unable to fulfill it. But then you say, since the chiyuv mila is chal, so he does have the status of an oral. That's another din of our law. That even if they can mount and call that Arela, why
doesn't it the other way?
Goyis is Arela. Goyis is Arela.
Can't be Gemalt. Shouldn't be called an oral, but the same logic works like that too.
Okay. Okay. Before the Yom HaShmini. Before the Yom HaShmini. Okay. The shayla is after. The shayla is after the Yom HaShmini. There is a chiyuv lamal, but he's an onus. So the Rabbeinu Tam says no. Aynes achmana patra means that you're not mechuyev lamal. What do you say? You're mechuyev and you're onus. You're not mechuyev lamal. So asa means that that's the machlokes by oral. The pasuk has another special din. Ben nechal ayechal bo. You're not permitted to give any of the flesh of the korban pesach to a ben nechal. What says the ben nechal? So benecha means number one on Nochri. If you feed it to a non-Jew, it's not his aver, it's not from the Sheva Mitzvah's B'nei-Nach, it's our aver. We're not permitted to feed, if we know in advance that this is a Nochri, we're not permitted to give any of the flesh of the carbon pesach to the benecha. But not only to a Nochri mamish, but if it's a Jew who's an Ovid Avid Zorah, the mission is Nachu Ma'isav La'aviv Shabbat Shamayim, that's a Rashi quotes on Chumash, from the Tanoim, from the Gemara, is also considered a benecha. So the Gemara has a drasha. The Gemara has a drush on the pasuk. Kol benecha lo yechol behitak on chav chesan beis. Kol benecha lo yechol boi. The Gemara is medayik on the word bo. Bo hu dey no yechol. Avalechol hu b'matzah u b'mor. Four lines in the bottom. He's not permitted to eat the korban pesach, but he is permitted to eat the matzah in the mor. The Bishleim, Tosis has a kasha. Bishleim by the Orel. Let's say, according to Rashi, the Orel is an aufständige Yid. He's a religious man. He keeps all the mitzvahs. He's an Orel. What can he do? He's not allowed to do a bris milah because of sakana. So the Torah prohibits him from eating korban pesach. And nonetheless, that he is obligated to eat. But how are you going to say ben necher? The Jew is a mishumad. He's a mishumad lavoid zor. So you say bohu deino echel. Avaloichel hu b'matzah mor. What? He's mechuyev to eat matzah mor. He's mechuyev to do shuv and eat korban pesach also. What kind of a lashon is that? What kind of a mishumad is he? What? He's a mishumad and he wants to eat matzah mor. So you tell him that even though he's not allowed to eat korban pesach, but he is permitted to eat. But he's permitted to eat matzah mor. He needs to taste the test. What, there's any kedusha in the matzah and the mar that you need a pasuk to say that he's permitted? You can feed it to the matzah to the animals in the zoo. You go and Pesach to the zoo. You see the kids feeding the shmura matzah, the han shmura matzah. They're feeding to the animals in the zoo. The Tosfos says the kedusha yesh bo. What's the problem? Of course you're permitted to feed it. So it means that you're obligated to eat, even though you're not allowed to eat korban Pesach. But nonetheless, you have to eat the matzah and the mar. So Tosfos says by the mumer, by the ben echa, what do you mean you have to? You have to do tshuva and eat the korban pesach also. Well, how do you understand the pasuk? Even though he's not obligated to eat, even though he's not allowed to eat the korban pesach, nonetheless he's obligated to eat matzah and mor. Of course he's obligated to eat matzah and mor. He's obligated to do tshuva and eat the korban pesach also. He's obligated in all the mitzvahs. What kind of a lashon is that? The Tosfos says hachav ma'as kinon. He was a mumar on erev pesach bizman shchitas pesach. He was a mumar lover d'zor. So the Mela, we didn't allow him to participate to become one of the Menuyim in the Korban Pesach. And then when it comes Leil Pesach, he does tshuva. He's not going to worship Avodah Zarah anymore. He's not going to worship Avodah Zarah. So he wants to eat Korban Pesach. So we say, no, you're not allowed to eat Korban Pesach because of a Shalom Menuyah. You didn't do tshuva early enough. If you would have done tshuva on Erev Pesach before the Zman Shechitas HaPesach, we would be able to be Memana you. You should be a Shutef on the Korban Pesach. So despite the fact that he's doing tshuva too late, to enable him, his tshuva is too late, to enable him to eat korban pesach, but nonetheless, he is mechuyev to eat the matzah and the mar. That's how Tosfos interprets pshat in the pasuk. No, it's a little deichik. So the Meiri quotes a different shita, a fascinating shaila on the level of the rice. And the Meiri quotes a daya that runs as follows. There is a gemara that says, Kohanim sheshimshu bebeis chonyo mishnah. The Kohanim who served, they brought korbanos and Beis Chonyo in Egypt. There was a Beis Hamikdash, and the Gemara wasn't sure whether the Beis Chonyo, what were they doing there in Beis Chonyo? They were makar korbanos la shamayim, or they were makar korbanos la vodizor. So the Gemara is not sure what was going on there in Beis Chonyo. But the Mishnah says, either it's a bomb of his money, it's a bomb. So it was during the period of the second Beis Hamikdash. Yeah. There was a Bais Sheni in Yerushalayim, and then there was another Beis Hamikdash where Jews were bringing korbanos in Egypt. So the Gemara is not sure whether that was Avodah Zarah or that was Lashamayim. It wasn't Avodah Zarah. So the Mishnah says Kohanim Sheshim Shem Beis Chonyo Lo Yisham Sheba Mikdash. Those Kohanim who was bringing sacrifices and doing Avodah Zarah korbanos in Beis Chonyo are not permitted to bring korbanos ever in the Beis Chonyo, even after they do tshuva. This is for sure that if Kohanim were serving Lavoda Zorah, then for sure they're not allowed to bring Korbanos in the Beit HaMikdash even after the Chorizu B'Tshuva. That's a pasuk. That's the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. It says in Sefer Malachim, I think, that those Kohanim who are Ovdei Avodah Zarah, even after they'll be Chorizu B'Tshuva and never permitted to be Makar of Korbanos in the Beit HaMikdash, they can eat, they're considered like Bali Mumin. We allow them to eat Shiori Menoches, we allow them to eat Bisar Chatos V'Yosham, but they're treated as if they're Bala Mumin. They're never allowed to be Makruf Korbanos. Even if he became a Baal Tshuva, still we wouldn't allow him to be Makruf Korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. That's what it says in the Mishnah. That's based on the Pasuk in Sefer Melochim. So the Meiri quotes an opinion on Chof Ches on the days that when you have called Ben Necher Lo Yechol Boy, not only while he's still in the state of Mumrit, not only while he's still a Mumar L'Avodah Zarah would we not allow him to eat a Korban Pesach. That's a double pashut. He says no, even after he's Chayza B'Tshuva, we never allow him for the rest of his life in this Gilgal, we never allow him to eat Korban Pesach again. So that's why I need a pashut called B'Necha Lo Yechol Bob Bohu Eino Yechol Avalecha Lo B'Matzimor. The Tosfos says, well, Manashah, if he's doing Tshuva, so let him eat Korban Pesach. If he's not doing Tshuva, so what do you mean Matzimor? What do you mean Matzimor? So he says, no, Chacham HaSkiri did tshuva a long time ago, did tshuva 20 years ago.
Really?
He's not worshipping Avodah Zarah. The tshuva doesn't help, just like the tshuva doesn't help for Kohanim that they should be Mishamshim in the Beis HaMikdash. The tshuva doesn't help over here that we should allow them to eat in the Korban Pesach.
How about other Shlomim?
Special din in Korban Pesach. What's that special din? Very big Kiddush. The Miri quoted from Chachmei Adarei Shalafaneinu. The Miri never identifies whom he's quoting. Everybody here has a different description. He quotes it from some unknown Rishon. A Kiddush din. This is one of the haychochet, this is one of the indications, you can't really say it's a rai brur, this is one of the indications that seems to support the idea that the Osameach had. The Osameach said, based on a Mishnah later, there was a machloikis b'shamayim b'silo, b'shamayim b'silo were b'zman abayis. Hillel and Shammai were 100 years before the Churban Abayis. So the Mishnah has a machlokes regarding a Gershon is guy be'erev HaPesach. Whether we allow him to... I forgot where the Mishnah is. Yeah, what if you have a Gershon is guy be'erev HaPesach? There should be a Mishnah on the top.
It's a Tefillah.
Yeah, on the top of Tzadik Beis Amin Aleph. The second line on Tzadik Beis Amin Aleph on the top. Gershon is God, the Erev Pesach. What's the din? So Beis Shammai say, what's the problem? Tovel. Let him be Tovel in the mikveh, l'shem Gerus. So he's Yiddish. He's a Jew. V'echol ha-spischol Erev. Let him be Memunah on the Korban Pesach. Let him eat the Korban Pesach on Shartik. And Bishil will say, no. Ha-perish min ha-or, look at perish min ha-kever. It's ha-gzera de-rabbonon. Why? So the Gemara explains why. Maybe he will go to Alevaya a day or two before Erev Pesach. No, Goy is not Mekabel Tumah. So on the level of the Raita, there's no problem. And then he'll be Mizgayer on Erev Pesach. And then he'll go, once he's Mizgayer, he has no Tumah. He touched the mace 2 days ago, he was not Mekabel Tumah. So the Tumah is not going to be Chal today when he becomes a Yid. So then he becomes a Yid, so let him eat the Korban Pesach. What's the problem? So Bishul will say, no, there's Gzeira de Rabbanon. We don't allow him to participate in the Korban Pesach this year because next year he may pull the same stunt. Next year he'll remember, oh, last year I went to Levi 2 days before Yom Tov and they let me eat the Korban Pesach, so I'll do the same this year. And you won't understand, last year he was a Nochri. A Nochri is not a Kabbal Tumah. This year he's already a Yid. A Yid is a Kabbal Tumah. He has to have Azor Shlishi Shvi. He has to have Paraduma water to become Tor. So Bishilo held that this was a Hashash. And Bishamel, too far-fetched, was. He's going to remember from last year. They'll explain to him already what it is. And Bishilo held, no. That is what to be concerned about. This is a hashash. So we tell him, don't bring Korban Pesach. Bring Pesach Sheni. Don't bring Pesach Rishon. So the Gemara says this. Yesh karach lakor b'shevi al tase. The Gemara in Yibamis quotes this. That we say yesh karach v'achachamim lakadav menatar b'shevi al tase. We tell him, don't bring Pesach Rishon. Wait to see what you'll do. Try to bring Pesach Sheni. Even though it's an Issa Koris, one who doesn't bring Pesach Rishon, that was the Gzera de Ravon. So the Arsameach writes that he always used to wonder regarding this pasuk.
Right, that's the pasuk. If you go to Gera,
yeah, it says the Sefer that when a guy converts, he has to bring, but it doesn't say what if he converted just on that face. When did he convert? Right. It doesn't say when he converted. So here's a machlekes. What if he converted on Erev Pesach? He converted on Erev Pesach. That's machlekes. Is there Gzera d'Rabbanan? You have to have
before.
Otherwise, so that's what Yosef Meir has. The Gemara says increases that by a ger who converts, it's not sufficient that you have the mila and you have a tefillah and a mikveh. This mancha beis hamikdash haikaimu was necessary to bring a korban as well, and calls man that the ger doesn't. The Gemara says, "This man is how we makabel gerim. They don't bring any korban." So the Gemara says that the korban is only ma'akev in the geris vis-a-vis eating korbanas. A Nochri is not permitted to eat Besar Shlomim. A Gershon is Geir is permitted to eat Besar Shlomim like any other Jew, but only after he brings the Korban Ageris. Because he didn't bring the Korban Ageris, it's still Dina Kenochri. There's not a lot. He's a Yid, he can eat Besar from Tominion, he's Mechuyev in all the mitzvahs, but you don't allow him to eat Besar Korbanis till after he brings the Korban Ageris. We call him a Mechusik Kippurim. The Mishnah increases, says he's like a Mechusik Kippurim. as if the gerus is not completed until he brings the korban. Bisman hazeh garnish, so the gerus is incomplete. The Mishnah Taka says when the Beis Hamikdash will be built, all those gerim who are still alive will have to bring a korban to be able to eat korbanos. So the Arsamech says he always wondered, why does the Mishnah only speak about Toivo v'echol es pischa l'erev? They forgot to mention that he has to bring the korban oilas hager. The Gersh and his guy has to bring a korban oily, either oilas behema or oilas oif. If you want to eat korban pesach, so you have to bring a korban before it's ma'akev. So how come the Mishnah doesn't say? So he said he gets the impression from this Mishnah that the korban pesach can serve as the korban gerus.
Even the korban is old home. He's only somebody else.
Together with other people, yeah. You can't do that. Let's say the gear was nizgar that is mechal Shabbos b'shegeg. So he wants to bring a korban chatas to get a kapara. So they say let the chatas serve. You can't say let the korban chatas serve as this. A chatas is a chatas, and the gear has to bring a korban oilo l'shem gerus. But the korban pesach is different because Rashi writes on Chumash when the Tanaim mishchu chulachem stolen the shachar pesach. So Rashi says, what does mishchu mean? Mishchu yedecha me'avodah zarah, that the Jews were worshipping avodah zarah. Halalu avdei avodah zarah, halalu avdei avodah zarah. The Jews were worshipping avodah zarah just like the goyim in Mitzrayim. So they were told, take the stone which was their avodah zarah. That's what they used to worship in Mitzrayim. Tavis Mitzrayim, heinis bachas tavis Mitzrayim, ve'aneim odayis kolunu. So that was what the Mitzrayim used to worship. So they should, by setting aside the tzon for the purpose of Shechitas HaPesach, this is a public demonstration that they're rejecting the Avodah Zarah. So Mishchi Yidechem Avodah Zarah, Shechitas HaPesach at that time was clearly a declaration that they reject the Avodah Zarah, that they're mekabel old Torah, that they're not going to worship Avodah Zarah anymore. So the Arsamech suggests that maybe not only was that so at that first Pesach Mitzrayim, maybe this is the nature of the Korban Pesach every year, that every following year, every year when we bring Korban Pesach, it's considered like a Korban Geirus. But I'm not a Geir, my mother was Jewish, my grandmother was Jewish, what do I need a Korban Geirus? No, every Jew has to bring a Korban Geirus every year to renew his Krisis Bris with the Rabbanu Shalom. Taka, we're Jewish, but we have to renew it. So that's what he suggests is the nature of the Korban Pesach. It serves as a Korban Geirus. So this is one of the Hechachas that the latest forum suggests. This Meiri on Daf Chav Ches, the one who ever worships Avodah Zarah is never permitted to. Korban Pesach, that the Korban Pesach is supposed to be a declaration that we have nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. I had it, so the Miri asked, how can a Ger ever bring a Korban Pesach? It says, Beferish, V'chayag Ritchem Ger, that he brings a Korban Pesach. They hold Gersh and his guy can come in the Chanel Adami. The fact that he worships Avodah Zarah while he was a Nachri is considered as if it's wiped off. Once he's in his Geyer, it's considered as if it's wiped off. Yeah, the other Rishonim hold that whole Pshat is not correct. There is no such thing. Gersh and his guy to cut in Chanel Adami that your whole past is wiped off. Let's say a goy borrows $500,000 from the bank and then he converts, he doesn't have to pay back the money. No, he has to pay back the money. Even if he did an Aveira and they want to punish him and then he converts, the Gemara has a whole sugi, he's still chayiv. He's still chayiv for all the Aveiras out in the past.
Even the Ribbis, Gersh and his guy.
Yeah, the Ribbis, the Gemara has a whole discussion. He has to pay the Ribbis. No, the only time the Gemara has a klal gersh and it's got kashen of dam is when it gets to kriyim. That you can't have a goy related to a Jew. Kurva, that's all. Only kurva. He's not related. He's not related to the relative. Right.
It's a. Why then keeping the human? Not the kohen.
So that's what these Rishonim, that's what this day in the Miri holds, that once he worshipped Avodah Zarah, he can't honestly say, Mishchei Dechem Avodah Zarah. He once had a Shaychus with Avodah Zarah. One who ever had a Shaychus in this Gilgul, if he had a Shaychus in the previous Gilgul, he was a Gersh and his Gaya now. So he deemed Avodah Zarah while it was a Nachri, so that doesn't count as like Gilgulachim. that doesn't count. But if in this Gilgal he worshipped Avodah Zarah, he can't really say honestly, I have nothing to do with Avodah Zarah. He once had to do with Avodah Zarah. So that's the chiddush of this Shita Rishonim, that the Korban Pesach has to be a Korban that's a declaration, a demonstration that I never had. And not only Mikan Lahab, I don't plan to have any Shaykhs with Avodah Zarah, that I never had any Shaykhs with Avodah Zarah. The Pashtus is that it's not so though. The Pashtus is that, like the Rav Harishonim, that only calls man the person is the Mumer. Then he's not permitted to be Makriv or Korban Pesach. But once he's Chayz of the Tshuva, then the Pashtus is that he certainly would accept the Korban Pesach from him. There is a big discussion that the Minchas Chinuch has, a whole cheerful discussion. That Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Ayin Aleph had the Bavli had in the Baya the Leif Shita. Hakot Tech Shmeina Yom Imal Vestil Hashem Shal Shuma. Does the baby have a shame Orel if it's Adayin Lo Higir Yom Hashmini? He still didn't reach the day on which there's a Chiyav to be Mal, so maybe he's not called an Orel. So the Gemara says Toshma, let's try to be patient. So the Gemara has the Gemara quotes a Braise that says there's a din, not only if I'm an oral, I'm not permitted to eat Korban Pesach, I'm not permitted to shech the Korban Pesach, even if I have an Evet Knaini who's an oral, I'm also not permitted to eat Korban Pesach. So there's a Braisa that says, what happens if at the time of Shechitas HaPesach I didn't have an Evet Knaini who was an oral, but later on the Shas Achila I bought one, later on I get. So the Gemara learns out from a pasuk, a braisa quoted, learns out from a pasuk that even then he's not permitted to participate in Korban Pesach. So the Gemara said, how is that gemol? The Gemara wants to know, how is it gemol that at the time of Shechitas HaPesach he doesn't have an Evet Knaini who is an oral, and at the time of Achila he does have. So the Gemara says, well, it's simple. He bought one. In between the Shechitas HaPesach and Achila, he bought an Evet Knaini. That's true. Gave birth, fine. Yeah. So that's no problem. He bought, fine. But the Gemara, but then, so that's not a problem. But then the same Braisa says that the same din applies to children. If I have a son who's an oral, so I'm not permitted to shechit. If I'm an oral, or I have an Evet Knaini who's an oral, I have a Shivcha Knainis who's Loi Tovlo.
How can that be? The time hasn't come yet. You'd be over the Torah, but you know Mashmini at all. You can't be Malachid the first day, the second day.
So the Gemara quotes a Braise that says that what if at the time of Shechitas HaPesach the parents do not have an oral in the house. Yeah. They do not have a child who is an oral. But at the time of Achilas HaPesach they do have an oral. So the Gemara said, how is that possible? She gave birth. Obviously the woman gave birth in between. So you see that even though it's Tech Shmaina Yomim, he's considered an oral. That's what the Gemara says. Otherwise, how is it? But what they bought a child that's not their child. They're talking about a real child. So obviously the child was born in between the Shechita and the Achilas HaPesach. So you see that a cotton oral, Tech Shmaina Yomim, is called an oral. So the Gemara time is now. Leonim, you can say that that's ridiculous. That's how the Yerushalmi comes to Maskana. That's ridiculous. The Maskana, the Babli has an Ibaiz Leif Shita. Yerushalmi says that Orla tells man is not called Orla. What do you do with the Braise? No, the Gemara says, Kigon, Nahechatimsa like this. Kigon, Shahayu, Avi, Vimo. The Gemara has a few suggestions. So one suggestion is, Kigon, Shahayu, Avi, Vimo, Chavushim, Ibeisu, Asur. At the time of Shechitas HaPesach, the parents, that's Loshan Gemara, both parents were in prison by the Goyim, whatever, and they wouldn't let them be mal their child. There's somebody there taking care of them. Let's say the prison is in Yerushalayim and they're going to shech the Korban Pesach with them, they're going to bring them some flesh to eat in the prison. It's a nice friendly prison, but they're not going to let them go free to take care of the bris milah on the baby. The Yom HaShmini already came a few days ago, before, a month ago, whatever. And the government doesn't let them go free, and no one else is going to take care of the bris milah. So since the parents were physically anus and they were unable to take care of the bris milah and the baby,
same thing with the owners,
right? So that's not called. So that doesn't pose a problem on them. So that's not considered oral b'shas shechitas HaPesach, because what could they do? They were anutim, so what could they do? That doesn't pose a problem. But then, if they let them free from prison, in between, and now they have the possibility, it's still before Shkia, let's say. Now they have the possibility to be Malbe baby. If it's, they let them free at night, so Vaita they can't be Malbe baby. But if they let them free later in the afternoon, now they have the opportunity to be Malbe baby, and they don't take care of it. And then they're going to have a son who's an oral, b'shat achilas atesra. So that's what the Brisa says, that even though the orlo, even though there was no, the baby was not an oral, b'shat achilas atesra. What do you mean he wasn't an oral? He was an oral, but it didn't bother us. He was an honest, it didn't bother us. But later on, there's a problem of orlo, b'shat achila, that's still a problem. That's what the Gemara says there. The Gemara has a few akim to
pshatim. What if she gives birth to Syria?
That's a machlokes in the Gemara. Shaila, how we pass him whether by Yetzei Daifan is there a din of Yom HaShmini or not at all? If there's no din of Yom HaShmini, then you can be maul immediately. But since we pass him, it's a sake of the dina, so you have to wait till the Yom HaShmini. I'm allowed to do the Nila earlier, and then if the Yom HaShmini. I mean, the baby was delivered to Mary. Okay, the Gemara should have given that. It's a good test. It's a good answer. The Gemara should have given that. It's very good. And some of the Rishonim asked that.
It's tied up with Tumah, no?
There's a machlekes in the Gemara whether the Yom HaShmini Yimol is connected with the Tumah or not. Because by Tumah we paskin that a Yetzir Daifin, there's no Yimei Tumah Vatar. That's a machlekes HaTanayim also in Nida. So we paskin if it's a Yetzir Daifin, there's no Yimei Tumah Vatar. And now there's a machlokes amoraim and Rav Lezer the Mila whether the din of Mila bizmano Yom HaShmini is that tied up with the tumah or it's totally unrelated to the tumah. So we pass the stake of the din. So misafik he shouldn't be mal right away. You should wait till the Yom HaShmini. If the Yom HaShmini happens to be Shabbos, so then you're not permitted to be mal on Shabbos because maybe you could have done it the whole week. So you have to wait till later. You have to wait till after Shabbos.
The parents are in prison and the baby cannot be mal.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be on the 8th day.
No, the Bezin didn't mal the baby, so you don't say that the Bezin is not allowed to bring carbon test. It's not their child. That's what you see from the Gemara. It's not their child. So the Marshal has a famous comment on that Gemara.
Your dollar is 7 days old.
It's also a good kasha. What's the din of Leil Shmini? What's the din of Leil Shmini? So the Shagasarye has a shtikol Torah. Shagasarye is mechadish that Leil Shmini he is called an oral, even though he can't do the bris milah till the morning. Okay. Yeah, Rabbi Tzala Teteburger right that the Shagasarye is 100% right. It's an offer that you will show me. He says the whole shtikol Torah, the Shagasarye compared it to Leil Shmini nichnas ladir lehisasa. The right name says that he's right. So good to time. What? But the Gemara there holds that the negir to preventing you from eating Korban Pesach, if the parents were physically prevented, let's say the baby is ready a long time ago, was already Yom HaShmini, but the parents are physically prevented from being Malabe because they were Chavushim, Beveis Asurim, they were locked up in prison, so that's also not mark of them Milechol the Korban Pesach. That's the Beferishi Gemara there. So if Leil Shmini is Yom Tezvav, also technically they're unable to be Malde babies. The Shagasari's Chiddush is that Leil Shmini is also Lesuch Hashem Mishol Shuma because the baby is an Oral, even though it's not Higia Yom and you can't do the Bris Mila by Laila, it doesn't matter. The Chiyav Mila is ready Chal the Leil Shmini, early Yom Shmini. But when it gets to preventing the parents from eating Korban Pesach, that you see from the Gemara, you need more than that. Not enough that the baby is an oral. You need that the baby should be an oral plus that the parents were negligent. The parents were negligent to fulfilling them. So the Marshor has a comment on that Gemara. The Marshor and the Mechatzchinach has a longer discussion without Slacham Tzachim and a long discussion. Why does the Gemara say Gon Shahoyu Oviv Ve'imo Chavushim Beveis Asum? What are we chapping on the mother? The Gemara says that the mother is not Mechuyev to be Mal her child. The mother is not mechuyev to be mal her child. So the chorif and the gemara would appear that despite the fact that the mother is not mechuyev, it doesn't matter. She still cannot eat korban pesach.
Because she can't.
She still cannot eat korban pesach because she has a child who is an oral. Even though she's not mechuyev, so what does it help if they were in prison?
Yeah.
What does it help if they're in prison? They still have a child who is an oral. They say no. They were unable, if they're physically unable to take care of the Mila, the mother, even though she's not mechuyis to take care of the Mila, but since she theoretically she could have taken care of the Bris Mila, so she's not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach. So this is a whole discussion that the Minchas Chanach has in the Mitzvah Mila. He quotes all of the Marshor, with the Tzlach, with others who discuss this topic. Is Mila Sabein Ma'akev, the mother, Milecho the Korban Pesach? The simple reading of the Gemara is that it seems that, yeah, because the Gemara was Medayik to right in Yevamos, Ayin Aleph and Beis, Kon Shehayu Aviv Ve'Imo, Chavushim Beis Hasun. There's a problem on the mother also. The other din is also interesting. We mentioned there are several, an oral, one, if I myself am an oral, I'm not permitted to eat Korban Pesach. If one of my children is an oral, one of my sons is an oral, I'm not permitted to eat. If I have an Abbot Kanaini, who is not Gemalt, we paskin, Chalavidish, Miknes Kesef Hamalta, also, Oz Yochol Boy, who can eat? Oz Yochol Boy, not only the Abbot, the Balabot can only eat, the Adam can only eat his Shtikl Korban Pesach, if he took care of the Milas Kol Avadim. If he has one Abbot Kanaini, who is not Gemalt, so this prevents the Adam from eating Korban Pesach. So the Rambam quotes even more than that. The Rambam has a machlokes with the Ravid. What if I have a Shivcha Knainis who's Loi Tovlo? I have a Shivcha Knainis who's Loi Tovlo. If I have a Shivcha Knainis from a long time ago, and she gives birth to a baby daughter, so that baby daughter is a Shivcha Knainis, she doesn't have to have Tzilo. She's automatically Jewish. But if I purchase a Shivcha Knainis who never had a Geirus, so you have to have a Geirus L'shem Shivcha Knainis. So if it's a male, Ebet Kanani, you have to have Mila Tfila. If it's a female, Shivcha Knainis, you have to have Tfila. So what if the Odon, the Pasuk doesn't speak about this, it says, V'cholevedish miktas kesem ha-malta also as Yehobo. When you're Mal the Ebet, then the Odon is permitted to eat the Korban Pesach. If you're not Mal the Ebet, they're not allowed to. But Lucharit, if you're not Mal the Ebet, he's not allowed to. So Lucharit should be the same thing, perhaps, if you have a Shivcha Knainis and she didn't have Tfila. So the Rambam quotes at Tosefta, that the same thing applies to the Rambam and Hilchos Korban Pesach. The Ravid is Masig on the Rambam. He says, yeah, that opinion appears in the Tosefta, but we don't pass it like that. There's a Machlokes Tanoim in the Tosefta. So the Ravid says it would be more correct, he thinks, to pass it like the other Tana, that din was only a Hayru Ashor by Pesach Mitzrayim. Pesach Doris, there is no such din. For sure, the Pesach Mitzrayim, that was a din. That if a Jew, Pesach Mitzrayim, I don't know how many Jews own the Shivcha Knainis. Yeah. Period. With Tfila, without Tfila, I don't know how. But as they state in the Tosefta, if a Jew by Pesach Mitzrayim would own an Eved Knaini, and he wasn't Gemalt, or he would own a Shivcha Knainis, it was Loi Tovlo, he wouldn't be permitted to eat Korban Pesach. What about Ledoiris? There's a Machlekes Satanoim, and a Machlekes the Rambam and the Ravid, how one should paskin. With a Tfila Samhoisov is Ma'akes, Milechol, the Korban Pesach by Pesach Doris. So very interesting. There's a Mishnah about the differences between Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doris. Here on Sadik Vavam and Aleph. There's a Mishnah in Tzorcha. Mabein Pesach Mitzrayim and Pesach Doris. They're clearly differences. What are the differences? So it says one difference is Pesach Mitzrayim Mikra Mibe Osor. They had to buy the Korban Pesach on the 10th of Nisan and be Boidik at Bikur. They had to check it for 4 days to make sure it doesn't have any mumin, and then they would check it on Erev Pesach. Ton hazor baguda says of ala mashkev. Instead of doing his recon and his beach, everything was different. Al shtem zuzas ala mashkev, and ganzen a different form of zrikas adam. Nechot de chipazen, mafnechem hagurim, nalechem raglechem, apelchem yadchem. There's another difference, that tefila samhoisav, the Ravid paskens like that, tanen tosefta, that tefila samhoisav was only ma'akev melecho the korban pesach that Pesach Mitzrayim, and Pesach Doris he's massing on the Rama Mitzrayim. So it's interesting. I just punked one thing, my shir, the high shir. So I saw the Bnei Yisoschar has long tilpulim. That must have been Shabbos HaGadol Drashas, I don't know. Has long tilpulim on Yonim of Pesach, where he starts off with halacha, Rambam and Ravid and Gemara with Tosis real solid, and then he goes into Kabbalah and Chassidus and Arizals and Pinchas Koritzer and all kinds of Baal Shem Tov and all kinds of Jush with Zoyas and everything. So one of his long Pilpulim is on this. He has interesting. He says he has a Rambam Lishitosa and a Ravid Lishitosa. The Rambam quotes the Din in the Gemara. The Rambam in the last parak in Hilchos Korban Pesach quotes the Din in the Chumash that when you do the Tzliya on the Korban Pesach, you have to have Rosho al Kroav al Kirba, everything all together. You're not supposed to cut up the Korban Pesach into little shtikalach, and then roast it. You have to roast it all together. That's how the Rambam writes. And then he said, then the Rambam writes, but then when you're about to eat it, no, so the Gid HaNosha you have to take out. You're not allowed to eat the Gid HaNosha. And the Shuman HaGid you have to take out. You're not allowed to eat that. Whatever is not kosher, you have to take out. So the Ravid says, Oy Chalila, he says, if I would be Zoyche, the Meske, he says, if I'll be Zoyche to bring a Korban Pesach, and this fellow, the Rambam, this fellow will bring me a Azak Korban Pesach, I'll put it in the garbage. I'll say, what did you do? You're going to broil a Korban Pesach with the Chalev, with the Gid HaNosha, with the Shuman HaGid? What are you, crazy? Given a Sinas Tam, how can you do that? He says, I'll passel the Rambam's Korban Pesach. I wouldn't allow. So what do you mean? You bring the whole Korban Pesach all together. So the Kesef Mishnah has to defend the Rambam. So he says, Chalila v'chalila, the Rambam didn't mean to say that you're going to broil a Korban Pesach with the Chalev. The Chalev is the Hanisah. It's going to give an Asinas Tam. The Rambam only meant on the Gid HaNosha. He says one at a time. He says, Gid HaNosha is a machlokes satanoim, where there has a very shvach tam. So the tam that the Gid HaNosha gives, is that enough tam to say tam ki yikir, that it's going to asa the rest of the flesh we're giving in tam? Or do you say no, that it has such a shvach tam, aids bialmahu, and it's ain't begidden benaisa tam? It's not enough to asa. So that's the way we pass it. We pass it, ain't begidden benaisa tam, the Gid HaNosha doesn't have a strong enough time that it should ask. But l'chatchili, you're not allowed to cook flesh with Gid HaNosha, so the case Mishnah says, but if it's a Korban Pesach, and the din requires that you're supposed to do everything all together, so we'll, since it's not going to make treif, because they didn't give me nice and time, the chelev avari you have to remove. It'll passel up here for the Korban Pesach if you leave the chelev. All the flesh that's going to have a bliat chelev, you won't be able to eat. So fashteitzach, the Rambam is masking with the Raivit. He says, the Rambam never said you leave the chelev. The Rambam said you leave the Gid HaNosha, that doesn't ask. Aye, but what's with the Shuman Agid? The Shuman Agid already has tam. Shuman Agid has tam, and that's also. So why don't you have to remove the Shuman Agid, the fatty part that's sitting on top of the Gid HaNosha? So the Kesef Mishnah is Medayik in the Lashon HaGemara in Gid HaNosha. The Gemara has a Lashon that Shuman Agid is not an Issa Deraisa, and he's Medayik, it's not even an Issa Derabonim. The Prima Godim quotes this Kesef Mishnah. I don't sit and read Kesef Mishnah, but the Prima Godim we do read. Prima Godim in Taruvus and Yeridei Chel Gal. So the Prima Godim quotes this case of Mishnah who is Medayik in the Lashon HaGemara in the Brice in Perkid HaNosha. It says the Shuman Agid is Mutam in HaTorah Yisrael Kedoshim No Hagubo Issa.
That's right.
That's the Lashon HaBrice. The Yisrael Kedoshim, the Heilige Yidin No Hagubo Issa. It's a minik that you don't eat the Shuman Agid. It's interesting, if it's a minik, so how come the Gemara has a Machlekes HaTanayim, how much of the Shuman Agid is also? Take a look what the minik is. So you see that you don't just say, well, whatever the minig is, that's it. No, the Tosis writes on the first daf in Bava Basra, if you have a minig shtus or minig betoy, so you don't follow. So there was a minig not to eat Shuman HaGid, a gzeira otu, it's not a dinder rabbanon, it's a gzeira otu gid, and there was a machloikis atanaim, how should you shtel avek the minig? We don't just let the balabatim do any minig that they want. If it's a meshugin a minig, we're going to tell them too much, too little. You have to touch it up a little bit, you have to adjust it a little bit. So that's the machloikis atanaim. How much of the Shuman Agid does it make sense to prava minig that you shouldn't eat? There's such a similar topic on the first daf in on based on the basem sochem, the second place is Neimasai. There is a Mishnah in the beginning of Mokim Shanova says that you're not permitted to do Malach Erev Pesach after Chatzos. That's a real din. Places even wants to say that it's a din min HaTorah. Places on Nun Amar Aleph wants to say the first place is Mokim Shanova. Wants to say the Ramban says all the others say it's only the Rabbanon. There's a Balamon, Ramban, they say it's only the Rabbanon. The Tosfos wants to say that it may even be an Issa Derais. So that's Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Erev Shabbos, Erev Pesach after Chatzos. That's an Issa, you're not allowed to do Malacha. What about Erev Pesach in the morning? So the Mishnah says it depends on the Minig HaMokim. That's not a din already. It depends. Mokim Shanova to do Malacha is Mutter. Mokim Shanova not to do Malacha in the morning is Asa. So on base on the basis of Machlekes Satanayim, when does the Issa Malacha begin in the morning? Does it begin at Alois HaShacha? Does it begin at Hanetz HaChama? Does it begin at Kreis HaGever? When does it begin? So Rashi says, what are you talking about? The Issa Malacha only begins at Chatzos? So Rashi says, no, we're talking about a Mokum Shinogu, not to do Malacha even in the morning. So when does the Issa begin? The Tosi says, what kind of a Shaila? Ask the people what the Minig is. Whatever the Minig is, that's the Minig. So Tosi says, no, Obviously, this brisa goes with a different shita. If it, this shita holds that it's asa medina to do malach all day long, medina deraisa, medina derabbana, whatever. But Tosa says, if you're going to say it's only a minig, so what shaykh machlek is hatanayim? What the minig is? Go find out what the minig is in fighting. So Mestam Rashi holds it's not shver. Just like the Kesem Mishnah said that the Shuman Agid is only a minig, and nonetheless you have a machlekes hatanayim. How much of the Shuman Agid is forbidden? You can have a machlekes. Whether the minig makes sense, how to adjust the minig. Minig has to make sense here also.
What creates the Issam Minatoyah in the morning?
What creates the Issam Minatoyah in the afternoon? The Shechita is a Pesach.
The
Taisa says maybe the whole day is the day on which it won't be kosher if you shech the Pesach in the morning, but still the whole day is the Zman Chiyuv of HaKrovus Korban Pesach. So that's according to Rashi over here, the same as that Kes Mishnah. So this Kes Mishnah, this is an important Kes Mishnah. Kes Mishnah writes that since the Shulman Agid is not an Issa Deraisa, it's not even an Issa Derabbanan, it's only a minig, so Kadoshim Nogabo Iser. So that's why when a minig comes in conflict with the real din, here there's a real din. He's supposed to broil the Korban Pesach, Rosh Al Krov Al Kibbeh, he's not supposed to cut it up. He's not supposed to slice it in little shtikalach. He's supposed to broil the whole Korban Pesach to the best of your ability. Look, the gid, the chaylev you have to take out. You don't take out the chaylev, it'll be Issa. Certain parts of the dam you have to take out also, otherwise it'll make everything awesome. But the Shuman Agir, that's only a minig, so he says, since it's in conflict with the din, so you're not mechuyev to observe the minig when it's in conflict with the din. He says, that's the beer in the Shittas HaRambam. That's what later Paskim discussed. And the Tziv has such a comment on the Gemara, beginning of Brochus. The Gemara has an Agarat in the beginning of Brochus, in the first paragraph, the Tziv has a tshuva in the Meshav of Dovah. Misha Rogi Lovala Besaknesses, the person always comes to the 7 o'clock minyan, and one day he doesn't show up, so Kodesh Baruch Hu Shoy Lovala, Masha Lovala. The Rebbe Shalom is going to ask, where is he? And he's going to be in trouble. Unless he's going with Dvar Mitzvah, then the Gemara Lass Afam Apasik, that it's okay. If he went away on business, then it's improper. If he didn't go to minyan because he went with Dvar Mitzvah, then it's okay. So the Netziv says, what's going on in the Gemara? So he says, Mishi Rogil Lahashkim Lebeis HaKnesses means it's a minik tov. He always davens at that minion. So minik tov is binding. All minhagim are binding. Whether it's a minik akohol, a minik ayochid is binding. But if he went with Dvar Mitzvah, means that observing the minik will be in conflict with fulfillment of the mitzvah. So then he says, we're madif to do the mitzvah. We fabeg on the minik. You don't do the minik. It's negel la'alocha sometimes this. So the Bnei Yisoscha has a shtikol Torah. So he says, the Rambam and the Raiva are both Lushitosim. He says, in Pesach Mitzrayim, what did they do? Pesach Mitzrayim, they didn't take out the Gidon Asher, they didn't take out the Shuman Agid. It was Koyde Matan Torah. The Shaila is Pesach Doiris. Do we have the right to say that Pesach Doiris was so different from Pesach Mitzrayim? The Mishnah lists off all of the Chilukim. It doesn't say anymore. So he says, the Raivit holds the Mishnah is not a thorough listing, because the Raivit says there's another difference. We're going to get to Tfilas Amhoisov. So he says, well, the Nami, the Raivit holds over here. The Mishnah never meant to be a thorough listing. The Mochilukim mentioned in the Tosefta. And the Rambam held no, that the Mishnah is lists everything. Whatever doesn't say in the Mishnah is not so. So since in Pesach Mitzrayim, when they did the Tzlias Karban Pesach, it was Mamish all together, they didn't remove the, neither the Gira Noshin nor the Shuman Agid. So who had the Nami Lederis, you don't remove.
But how can you live on Yochel when they swore Skidah Noshe? They started from Yaakov already. Not eating it.
That's the Shaila. That's the Machlokes HaTanoim, whether that's so or not. Yeah, these are Chelev, you have no choice. It has to. These are Chelev, you have to take out, otherwise it'll last for the rest of the
place. Well, they didn't have it.
So you see, so Kodim Atan Torah, they didn't take it. You see that it clearly was different. It was clearly different. The Rambam, that's what you're asking. So the Rambam was also forced to say that it was clearly different. Yeah. So he writes himself, the Shtikal Torah is probably not correct. That's what he writes. He concludes this Lishitas. He says, "Kutch b'rich chazed bil pulpula deraisa." The Baruch Shalom appreciates our pulpula, even if they're not 100% aizgah. He made himself that it's not so so meduyik. Yeah. There is in that parik
and Shtikal. Shtikal got much later in the Midbar, no?
You know so.
Great.
Shchitas Korbanos.
Right. No, any kind of Shchitas.
It says Shchitas Chulin is a machlekes. The Rambam says it only began after Meshavi Solos Hayag. Gemara has a machlekes. When did the din of Shchitas Chulin begin? Shchitas Kotchin was earlier too?
Also.
In Mitzrayim they had to have Shchita by the Kotchin Tetzel.
So they were taught the din of Shchita too?
Yeah.
It wasn't just that they took it and they shechted it.
They had to do a proper Shchita, right? All of the Karbonis need a Shchita in the Midbar. They all need a Shchita. The Shaila is Chulin. Was Besar Nechira of Chulin Mutter in the Midbar or not? So that's a Machlekes HaTanaim in the first Perek in Chulin. The Mishnah has a din that's talking to Gel Aloch and Sadi Gimel on the base. The Pasuk speaks about the two people who didn't participate in Pesach Rishon, so they bring Pesach Sheni. One is a Tomei and one is a Derech Rechoika. What exactly is a Derech Rechoika? The person was very far away from Yerushalayim. How far away? So the Tanoim have a Machlokes. So the Rambam Paskins, like Rabbi Akiva, that it's Min HaModiim VeLachutz. It was the city Modiim where the Chashmonaim used to live. So that's a historical city, but here it has halachic significance that the city Modiim is 15 mil away from Yerushalayim. That's how Omarula, the first tikkun in the Gemara, Omarula, Meramadim, Yerushalayim is Chamisha Asa mil and Havya. What's the significance? That's the shear of Derech Kreiva. Derech Rechoika is if you live, if you're further away than 15 mil, and Derech Kreiva is if you're within 15 mil. What's that, this lucky number, 15 mil? Where does this come from? So the Gemara says, if you're not traveling by car, and you're not traveling by horseback, if you're walking by foot, and Adam Benini is traveling by foot, so that's how long it would take you if you're only traveling a half a day. And you only have a half a day on Erev Pesach to travel, to get to Yerushalayim, to eat the Korban Pesach. What do you mean you only have a half a day? What's going on? So there's a machlekes here, Rashi and the Rama, what half a day? So Rashi says you don't begin to think about Korban Pesach till after Chatzos. Before Chatzos is like Purim. There's no Chiyuv yet. The Chiyuv only begins after Chatzos. So at Chatzos we have to decide, where are you? Do you have the ability to get to Yerushalayim? So if you're so far away that even if you walk, you can hitch by an agola, by a horse. But the Gemara says that's the halacha, depends on walking by foot. That's what the Gemara says, it depends on walking by foot. So if an Adam Beinoni can walk by foot and get to Yerushalayim in a half a day from Chatzos till Shkia, then it's called Derech Kreiva. And if he'll walk and won't get there till after Shkia, then it's called Derech Rechoika. That's how Rashi learns. That's the half a day that we're working on. The Rambam writes of Sfakir, that Erev Pesach in the morning we decide, Baboker, we decide whether he's Derech Kreiva or Derech Rechoika. Why? The Rambam apparently holds, based on the Gemara in Zvachim in the first Perek, that the obligation to bring Korb Pesach is Chal in the morning of Yud Beis. That's what you asked. Where is there an Isam Malacha in the morning? Where, how can it be Medina? So like the Rambam holds, based on the Gemara, that the Chiyuv to Shech Korb Pesach is Chal in the morning. Lamaita, you can't fulfill a Chiyuv till the afternoon. But the Chiyuv is Chal in the morning to take care of Korb Pesach later. And you calculate the Derech Rechoika, will he be able to get to Yerushalayim by Chatzos? Which is the beginning of the time that he can actually be makir of the Korban Pesach. That's the half a day that you're working with. So the Tosfos in Moikotan has a din benegir to Avelus. We have it Lamaise, it comes up Rahman al-Aslan every so often. People are sitting Shiva and then so one of the relatives goes there. It's only comes back and he finishes the Shiva here. So in Shulchan Aruch it says that sometimes, not in all cases, sometimes he gets up from Shiva. He observes less than 7 days of Shiva. Let's say the Shiva only begins after the Kvura. So those who didn't go to Eretz Yisrael, those who start right away, they're Avelus. The Gemara says when they take the Yaron away, they start right away. Those who went along with the Yaron only begin the Avelus Shiva after the Kvura, so they started later. But if they come back over here and they finish the Shiva here, so they're poskim who say, based on, that's the question, how you read the Shulchan Aruch, there's a long complicated Shachter, how you read the Din, then maybe they get up from the Shiva earlier. So that Din only applies if he's born in Makam Korai, that's the Lashon HaGemara. If he's born in Makam Rachai, this Kula doesn't apply. Only if he's born in Makam Korai. How do you decide whether it's a Makam Korai or a Makam Rachai? So Tosis quotes the Bahag. The Rif also quotes this Bahag. Tosis in my cotton quotes the Bahag. It's based on Derech Rachai over here. Except that over here, you only measure how much he would travel, the distance that he can get in a half a day. According to Rashi, the second half a day of the day, according to Ram, the first half a day. Thereby, Avelis, why should it be a half a day? So we measure a whole day.
So it's not going to be 13, it's not going to be 15 mil, it's going to be 30 mil. That's how Taisa says. It's going to be 30 mil over there. It's going to be 30 mil. So the Paschim had a bit, 30 mil is nothing. 30 mil is very little. From New York to Eretz Israel is many more mil than 30 mil. 30 mil is peanuts. So that's the Shaila. How do we still observe that din today? It all depends on 30 mil. So this is a big machlokes among the Talmidei Nei de Yehuda. That is manazeh, the normal way that people travel is that they go by a long distance. They go by, then they didn't have any planes, they had trains. So they would go by train. So that's a Shaila. When the Gemara says that this is measured over here, this year is measured by walking, and it doesn't matter the fact that you can get there by horseback or by wagon. So is that halacha measure Messina? Kach nemar halacha. That's the shear of derech kroiv, derech rechoka, depends on Adam Beinoni walking. Or should we say no? That the shear was gezogivar in the way an Adam Beinoni would normally travel. What's the normal style of travel in your generation? So in the days of the Tanoim, in the days of the Baisheni, many people traveled by horse, but most of the people would travel by foot. So therefore the shear was nikva by traveling by foot. No one's going to travel by foot a long distance. Even a person can't afford it. Either he's going to go, he's not going to go. He's going to go, he's not going to walk. He's going to take a bus. He's going to take a train. Not everybody can take a private helicopter. That's going to so go a subway to the bus, to the taxi, to the whatever, make a cheshmer. So maybe you should go by how long an Adam Beinoni, how far can an Adam Beinoni travel? So this was a big machlekes achreinim. How would you determine the shear? So in Hilchos Avelus, we know that we're always mako. The person went there, so came back, so they say, Mokum Karev, how's the Mokum Karev? Because he came back within one day, because he flies. So by Avelus, the achreinim say, yeah, Allah gedivah mako ba'ovum, whenever there's a machlekes aposkin by Avelus, he go lekula. But what's going to be, they want to know when Taka will build the third Beis HaMikdosh. How will we determine what's the shear of Mokum Karev? Then you don't say, Halach Dim HaMeko B'Avol. We want to know what's the real Din Berais HaLiba Demis. What will the Din be? So they say they're not sure. The Chaim say they're not sure.
We don't know what will tell us.
No, we want to know what's the shear for Mokum Karev from Pesach. Forget about Avel, no Avelus. What's going to be the shear for Mokum Karev, Mokum Rochek? So that's what the Pasuk point out. It's an interesting shayla.
That'll be their last worry. Let that be their last worry.
The Mishnah has a din that we say in the Siddur that the Pesach is only nachal, ain't a nachal ella lemenuyim. You have to be one of the memunim on the Korban Pesach. There's a special din. The Korban Pesach has to have a chabura. Korban Pesach is only nachal to the bnei ha-chabura. In fact, there's a machloikis ha-tanoim where the shochem is ha-pesach ala yochid. Let's say the behemoths are very tiny. So let's say there's one person who enjoys eating a lot of lamb chops, and he wants to eat the whole Korban Pesach himself. He doesn't want to have any partners, so he's not going to have any chabura. Would we allow that or not? Does the halacha say if you're not one of the members of the chabura, then you can't eat? But there's no requirement that you need dafkin, should be a chabura. You don't need a group, or should you say no? You must have a chabura. That's a machloekes satanoim. On Tzadik Aleph Amar Al, machloekes Abiyuda and Rabbi Yosi. We paskin that you may, that a yochid may. Shochnem is a Pesach ala yochid. You may bring a Korban Pesach even though there is no chabura. You don't always need a chabura. One person can eat the whole Korban Pesach all by himself. That's the machlokes satanoim. But let's say you have a chabura, you have a few people, you have 10 people, 25 people are going to eat one little Korban Pesach. How did they become a muna on a Korban Pesach? How exactly did they accomplish that? So the Minchas Chinuch writes on Parshas Boy, on this din, he writes that when he learned this perek, the eighth perek with the Talmidim, one of his Talmidim, he mentions by name, one of his Talmidim pointed out that there's a steer between two Gemaras and he doesn't know the Teretz. How do you become a Mamun on a Korban Pesach? Do you just
come in,
tell the Bala Korban, I want to join you, says okay, gives permission. So before the Shechita, they already know a regime, a list of people, written down, or Baal Peh, they know, who's going to eat? Or do you say no, you have to be a Shutif and Dini Mamunis, they have to be Maknit to you, a chelik of the Beim. So he points out that one of his Talmidim had a steer and two Gemaras, mamish in the same pair. One Gemara is mashma, because the Gemara talks about an Evet Kenaini becoming a Mamune on his Odin's Korban Pesach, on someone else's Korban Pesach. So in one case, the Gemara talks, well, how does he have a Bailis in Dini Mamunis, Mashakona Evet, Kona Rabbo? The Gemara says, oh, someone's going to give him, a friend is going to give him a Matana, Manashayel Rabbo, and Shuzbai, and he's going to own it. Then the other Gemara, the whole thing is if there's no problem. So there's a stir in a bay between the two Gemaras. Rav Velvela Soloveitchik, in his Sefer on the Rambam, raises the question. He doesn't quote that the Menachas Chinuch has about it, and it's a stir in two Gemaras in the Bavli. He just raises the question, and he says it's a mechilta. It says on the pasuk Mishchu ukuluchem tzon u'shachatu ha'posach. So what does it mean, Mishchu? So Rashi says Mishchi dechem avodizor. But the mechilta has a comment, Mikam shebehema dako niknes b'mishicha. From this pasuk, Mishchu means to make a kinyan mishicha. Who's talking about kinyanim? So he says, you see mefurish from the mechilta that if you're not koine a shutvis in the behema, you're not called lemenuyav. In order to be considered lemenuyav, it's necessary to have a bailus in dini mamonis.
So they actually have to make a kinyan behema, or just give money, or you have to make a mishicha.
If you hold mois koines v'atayra, so then the mois will be good.
Everybody has to give a mishicha.
They have to make a kinyan chalip and something. They have to make an actual kinyan of the behema. Whoever doesn't have a shutvis on the behema is considered shalom lemenuyah. Yeah.
They go chip in and then one go buys it. No, everybody has to go and buy it together.
Yeah, no, one buys on behalf of everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, but if they have to make a mishru and they give the money before,
the Gemara says they don't even have to give. The Gemara has a din takan dafayin. One person was Magdish a Korban Pesach, and the other people set aside money. So they can give him, their money has Kedusha, they can give him their money, and he will give them a Shutvis in the Korban Pesach, and their money will be Yotzei L'chulin. That's how it says in the Gemara. So a very strange din. The Gemara explains, why does it work? What kind of a din is that? Usually if you have Kodesh, if I have money, I can buy a Behemah Schulin, so the Kedusha will go on the money, from the money it will go off onto the Behemah. So here the Behemah already is Kodesh. So the Gemara explains why. The Rambam quotes from the Gemara explaining why it works. How come there is such a thing? How come there is such a thing? Yeah, the Gemara says in Yivam is dafayin on the base, and Eved Kenayni cannot become Eved Kenayni is mechuyav in Korban Pesach. Eved Kenayni cannot become a Muna on the Korban Pesach without authorization from the Yodon. Not only on the Yodon's Korban Pesach, on nobody's Korban Pesach. That's where the Gemara makes the contrast between Eved Ivri and Eved Kenayni. That Eved Ivri is, there's no, it sounds from the Gemara, there's no Kinyan Iser. The Eved Ivri is a free man in the sense he can become a Mamuna on the Korban Pesach without authorization from the Yodon, whereas an Eved Kenayni has to have authorization from the Yodon. That's the Gemara that Tesis asks. It would appear that's the Tesis in Yivamis, Ayin Amid Beis, the first Amid Beis in Ha'aral. It would appear from that Gemara that by an Eved Ivri there is no Kinyan Iser. How can it be by the Eved Ivri? Is Mutah B'Shivcha K'nainis does not show that there is a Kinyan even in the area of Iser Heter. But the Ramban says, Avada, there's a Kinyan Iser. But he gets the Korban Pesach not. He doesn't need permission to become a Munah on the Korban Pesach. But Tesis insists, no, from the Korban Pesach, this shows that there's no Kinyan Iser at all on an Eved Ivri. And Tesis Farenfis, how is it that the Eved Ivri is Mutah B'Shivcha K'nainis if there's no Kinyan Iser? So Tesis gives up Sashvera Teretz on it.
Okay.
Let me just close with one more vote. There's a famous Rosh in Arab Sochim. The Rosh writes a Sophic: when you eat Moror, is it necessary to have a Kazayis or not? He's Mesupik if you have to have a Kazayis. So he's Peshitit. This is a famous Rosh. It was made famous by the Shagasari, because the Shagasari doesn't like this Rosh. But the Rosh, and he disagrees, and how can it be? It doesn't make any sense. He made it has a whole sin. So the Rosh writes this suffix, whether you need a kazayis for Moror or not. So he's poshed his suffix from the fact that you say the bracha, shekirishana b'mitzvos of tzivano, al achilas Moror, achila, v'ein achila kusim kazayis, and maybe you need a kazayis. So the Shagazari says, so why did the Chachamim mean Mikaradin? You don't need a kazayis. The only reason why we need a kazayis, because it shouldn't be a dovish karm, so why did they make a bracha al achilas? Why didn't they make a bracha al mitzvah smara? So he wouldn't need a kazayis. He doesn't understand the Rosh. Then furthermore, the Hapela, the Mishnah says on Lamatetzam and Aleph, you need a kazayis. It lists off five vegetables that are acceptable. Eli, Rokosh, and Mirzim, Dechavas, and Pesach, the five vegetables. So it says that they mitzvah from Zem Zer to the Mashnu and the kazayis. They stay. The mitzvah from the kazayis. You take the fish. You need a kazayis. How can it be a sofik? So they say b'shem Rab. They printed the name of Rab Chaim in Piyah Shmua on the booklets that used to be popular years ago. They say b'shem Rab Chaim like this: Avada de Roshnu, that you need a kazayis. Ain achilah b'chus mekazayis. You don't need a niftachah bracha for that. It's a mishnah that you need a kazayis. But the Rosh was a mesupik like this. The Rambam explains that mora doesn't exist as a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. Mora is only hachsherah the pisra. The Rambam writes it's not a separate mitzvah in the minyan mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah of korban pesach. And mora is a hechsherah de pisra. It enhances the fulfillment of the kima mitzvah of achilas korban pesach. But it's not a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. So if you eat, the Rambam paskens like that. The Gemara has three shitas. How are you supposed to eat the pesach matzah mar? So one shita is you have to eat them davka separately. One shita is you have to eat them davka together. And the Rambam paskens like the third shita. It's optional. If you want, you can eat them together. If you want, you can eat them separately. But that's what they quote B'Shem Rav Chaim. The Mishnah says that you need a kazayis for mara. That's if you're eating mara separately. But what if you're eating mara together, b'kricha? So since the mara is not really a separate mitzvah, matzah is a separate mitzvah b'fnei atzmah. Even with manazeh, matzah is derais. Matzah is not only hechsher the pisach. So you're always going to need a kazayis of matzah. Even if you're eating together, matzah, mara, and korban pesach together. But mara doesn't exist as a mitzvah sachila b'fnei atzmah. It's only hechsher the pisach. So maybe if I lead it b'kricha achas, if I lead it all together, and I am going to have a kazayis of the korban pesach, so it's going to be called an achilos, so and maybe all I need is a mashahu of maror that should be slipped in there somewhere. So it's called achilos. It's one big achilos together, and I'm swallowing much more than a kazayis. So I'll be yaitzah. That was the topic of the Rosh. The Kshayla said, how do you read the maskana? Yeah. So what was the maskana? That since in the nusach habrocha, then also you say al achilos matzah maror. So since you're going to say al achilos, so then you have the shagasayis kasha. So why did they institute such a nusach habrocha? They should have said al mitzvahs maror. Why they have to have alachilas ashveras word? So remember, one of the boys once mentioned this to Rav Soloveitchik. He was discussing the Rosh that they have b'shem Rav Chaim this pshat. He said he never heard of this pshat. So it's the name of his grandfather. He said he never heard that pshat. He had a different pshat, not in the name of Rav Chaim. He had his own pshat that other achrenim have. He said avada the Rosh knew that when mora was there, I say need a kazayis. It's a mishnah. Mitzvah from the kazayis, a mishnah daf lamentes. The Rosh was mistupik regarding Mora Bizmanazeh. Mora Bizmanazeh is love their rights. So what's the reason why they instituted it midrabbanan? Azecher. So Azecher has to be 100% Azecher. We know that Sphira Saimer Bizmanazeh, the Gemara says Asvara. Sphira Saimer Bizmanazeh is only the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, even though Sphira Saimer their rights, you have to count the days and the weeks. But if Sphira Saimer Bizmanazeh is only Zecher the Mikdash, maybe it's enough if you just count the days and you don't count the weeks. Lulav Kol Shiva is only the Rabbanon, it's not the Reis. So the Ran writes in Sukkah that it's enough if you have Hodor, you don't have to have Shalachem. And the Migdash Taki, you need a Shalachem Kol Shiva. But Bizman is that's only a Zecha la Migdash. So Zecha doesn't have to have 100% all the conditions. So maybe that's what the Rosh is mistaken. Maybe since Marib Bizman is that's only the Rabbanon, a mitzvah Zecha la Migdash. So Zecha, you can be Yaitzah with a Masha who says that you need more than a. Who says that you need a full Shir Kazayitz. So to that, the Rosh was poshed not from the Nusach HaBrocha, that's how Rav Soloveitchik said, not poshed from the Nusach, poshed from the fact that there still is a Brocha. If the Rosh was Mesupik like this, what's the nature of the Mitzvah of Mora Bizman Hazeh? Is Zechel HaMikdash is the reason for the Takana, but the Takana was that there's a Mitzvah of Mora Bizman Hazeh? It's a Mitzvah of Achilas Mora? Just like Bizman HaMikdash, there was a Mitzvah of Achilas Mora Min HaTeres, so Bizman Hazeh there's a Mitzvah of Achilas Mora Min HaRabbanon, in which case you need a Kazai. So should you say no? Zecha l'migdosh is not only the reason for the takana, that's the etzem ha-takana. You should make a zecha l'migdosh, not because of zecha l'migdosh, we are misakan and you have to eat more. If you say the whole essence of the mitzvah is to make a zecha l'migdosh, then there's no need for kezayis, then there wouldn't even be any bracha. Then there wouldn't be any bracha, because the only time you have a bracha is when you're doing a maisa ha-mitzvah. If you have a mitzvah that's only zecher, so Rishonim say this already, that you don't say a bracha. The eating is just to conjure up in your mind zechreinus. So that's like a mitzvah, a kiyum mitzvah that doesn't have a ma'aseh mitzvah, like the mitzvah of a havas Hashem, yiras Hashem. There is no ma'aseh mitzvah. It says in the Mechaber that a person who's mahara b'divrei Torah doesn't say b'chas haTorah. Why? I don't know. The guy says why, but he's in fulfillment. V'hagisa b'yomim v'loyla v'hagisa goes on hegyon libi. So the answer is no, but there's no ma'aseh mitzvah. Whenever you fulfill a mitzvah b'leiv, there's no ma'aseh mitzvah, so there's no bracha. So here also, that's perhaps what the Rosh meant to say. And the fact that we still continue to say the bracha, any bracha, so zayin al mitzvahs, it doesn't make a difference. From the fact that we still continue to say a bracha, amar bizman hazeh, That shows that the nature of the mitzvah of Zman Hazeh is not that it's a mitzvah of Zecher LeMikdash. Zecher LeMikdash is the reason why the Chachamim instituted a mitzvah of Achilas Mar. So the Mele one needs a Kazai. Maybe we'll be Zecher. We'll be yet Zecher Min Azrach Min Apsach Min Dissi. Kakosh and Sameach.
I'm going to be a mother.